Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for tonight's Comic Book Club! And now, here are your lovely hosts, Pila Page, Justin Tyler, and Alex Zalbin!
Good evening!
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I'm Pete.
And that's your man of the booth, Bootman!
Bootman!
Guys, let's talk about what's on everybody's mind, the Super Bowl.
Beyonce!
Beyonce
was
crazy
pretty amazing.
That was some lovely dancing, don't you agree, Pete?
The first word I would think of was lovely, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch the Super Bowl?
No, I didn't watch it. I watched
You're not American.
I watched the Puppy Bowl.
Barf. Yeah. I saw your tweets. Yeah. It was the most comic book like Super Bowl you could ever imagine.
Was it really?
Oh,
what happened?
The other girls at Destiny's Child popped on the stage.
Yeah.
Like they literally bamfed.
Biff.
They bamfed onto the stage.
Yeah,
they bamfed onto the stage and then were sort of immediately deleted from reality.
Yeah.
Hit by ultimate nullifiers, both of them, and vanished from reality.
Uh-huh.
Then the lights went out in half. The Superdome.
Right, I heard about that later, the old
And if you look...
Because it was Dazzler's fault.
Yeah, Dazzler was the... There.
Everybody wants to blame Dazzler all the time.
Yep. There were a lot of people who were like, oh, Bane tweets were very popular.
Did they fall asleep halfway through like how you just did with that? They were like, oh, Bane.
No, honestly, though, people were like, Pete, you can take a lap.
Dick?
Nope. Cool. You want to share a mic with me? Yeah. How's that working?
That, nope.
Nope. This is the best show ever. Can't hear Justin.
Check.
Yeah, we'll keep talking. Pete, what's going on with you?
Oh, man. Super Bowl, right? Yeah.
Guys, I'm very excited about the show that we have tonight. We are going to do an epic two-hour podcast crossover.
Buckle up.
So if you're listening to this over on Nerdist.com or on our website, we're going to tell you another place to head later to get the second half of this epic crossover.
Part two.
Yeah, and to start this crossover off right, we're going to welcome up our guests, ladies and gentlemen, from Matt and Brett Love Comics, Brett White!
Yeah!
Here
come on
comes.
Up, buddy!
Brett White!
Welcome to
are you
the
Mike
show!
I think so. Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you? Are you Mike?
This is good.
Yeah, we're all Mike. Am I Mike?
Check. Loving it. I'll tell you what, guys. You guys listening at home, how do you like our ongoing microphone problems?
Yeah.
Our microphone continuity is fucked up.
Yeah.
It's a great bit.
Oh,
thank
man.
You.
So keep it going.
Thank you, audience member.
If you like it at home, write us at microphonecheck/comicbook at gmail.biz.
Great. great stuff.
Cool. Brett, thank you so much for coming on the show. We're excited to have you here.
Yeah.
I am excited. And is this on? I can't even tell.
It is.
Guys, because I guess the monitors are going that way.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
If the audience says it's on, it's on.
We're all doing
it. I don't know these guys, okay?
Don't be a dick to our audience.
When do we segue into your show?
What?
When do we segue into your show? Because this show's not working right now.
Yeah, it's definitely not working.
Great. Let's talk about your podcast, Matt and Brett Love Comics. So what's the big idea?
We are a book club format podcast.
What?
It's basically we're a book club.
We're a fucking...
We're a comic book club.
No.
Oh, no, we're...
Oh, my God.
No, we're a comic book club. Are you walking out?
Planets are coming towards each other.
He usually
How
walks
dare
out
you
later.
Say that? How long you've been doing your piece of shit show?
Like well, here. Like
yeah, yeah. Oh, we got like seven underneath that.
Pete,
so.
You're gonna. You guys, that's inaccurate. And also, you're gonna be a guest on his show in like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
We kind of. Does anyone here listen to How Did This Get Made?
Yeah.
Because we pretty much just ripped off their format, but we do comics that we love instead of movies that are awful.
Oh, okay.
So like every other week we have a discussion talk episode with like a guest, and then every other week we do a book club where we talk about a specific arc of a thing. Like we've done Courtney Krumrin and the Night Things from Oni Press. We did that.
Oh, yeah.
The only one that's coming to my mind right now. We did Criminal. We did Parker the Hunter.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Before we knew the movie was coming out. we also have done X-Force. Okay, we did one that we hated, which was X-Force Volume 2. The Rob Liefeld Fabian Easy is a miniseries from 2004,
I
think.
Yeah.
which...
Why did you pick that?
Well, because we had Zubin Parang, who was a writer on The Daily Show, on, and I was like, Zubin is the funniest when he's mad about things.
Oh, yeah.
So for Comedy Gold, I picked the literal Comedy worst Gold. Thing I've ever read, which is that. But on the flip side of that, we did, with Jeff Rubin from College Humor, we did X-Force 19 through 25, the Assault on Grey Malkin run by Fabian Nieziezza and Greg Capullo, which is my favorite thing ever.
Great. Oh, really?
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 That's
favorite
a great...
thing ever?
Not, it's sentimentally my favorite thing ever. My favorite thing ever is probably the Dark Phoenix saga, because that's...
Wow.
That's, I just threw down the gauntlet. Like, that's where I stand.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Person really
you're
liked
an epic,
that
too.
Yeah.
Can we just very quickly, because I know we're going to be talking about it a lot. It's Nisweza, right?
What is
Fabian Nisweza?
I say Nisiaza.
Because on... Yeah. Oh, I say Nisiaza because in the Pizza Hut videos that came out in, like, 92...
Sure.
They did that round table with, like, Scott Lobdell, Stan Lee, Fabian Nieciezza talking about the X-Men. And that's how the announcer said his name.
No, really?
Did anyone have those VHS, like, came with
Did
Pizza
you
Hut
imagine that?
Pan?
Guys, wait, where am I? The pizza that came sounds... with the VHS?
No, the VHS came with the pizza.
Whoa!
Because it'd be weird if you picked up if you ordered a tape and they were like, here's this pizza that's been in the mail for a couple weeks.
No, I meant, like, here's your large pizza, also here's a VHS copy.
That's exactly how it worked.
VHS copy of this pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, could
you
that
get to see how it was made.
It was just Stan Lee eating a Pizza Hut pizza.
Oh, I would pay for it.
That guy, yeah, he does not close his mouth.
Excelsior.
Is he a bat, Alex?
What? I don't want to make fun of him. He may not be doing so well. So.
Whoa.
Great.
Don't fucking jinx it.
Yo,
well, he might keel over right now because of you.
Hold on. If you say don't jinx it, you're hoping that he passes away.
No, that's not my point.
No. Yeah, that was not a curse. What you said was weirder. You're like, I better not talk about him. He could be dead right now.
Well, to be fair, tonight's taping is twice as long as normal, so the odds of him dying while we're on stage are
a great point.
Let's stop saying this.
Totally true.
Stop. Let's move on.
If he dies while we're talking about a comic, it'll burst into flames.
Okay, that's how we know.
There you go.
Yeah, that's how we'll know.
Anyway, great guy.
Anyway, great guy. Amazing. Loves pizza.
He loves pizza, loves being a turtle.
Yeah.
What? Stan Lee, you know it.
What cowboy
are you
talking
about?
You read a column for Comic Book Resources. You want to talk about the idea behind that a little bit?
Yeah. Oh, I read a column called In Your Face Jam, which is another X-Force reference. Because...
that was
Baby
a Space Jam.
Nisweza?
I'm pretty sure it's Nisweza.
Well, I think when we interviewed him, we found he told us it was Nisweza, but...
Let's just call him Faves.
Right? He doesn't know.
His face was full of pizza at the time, so we have no idea.
It's an X-Force reference, because they used to say, like, an X-Force In Your Face Jam, brought to you by... So,
oh, man.
Brought to you by... but my column is usually trying to... I'm very enthusiastic about comics, so I take that approach, which is not that original.
So, like, positive, though, instead of being critical.
I tend to try and look at things more objectively. Like, I'm the guy that defended before Watchmen when they announced it.
Wow. Yeah.
You were the guy.
I'm the guy.
Wow. Wait, no, I did it, too. I did, too.
No, you
we
didn't.
Are the guy.
Wait, how long? I know. Yeah. How long have you been on the show? I
don't
remember. I don't remember a lot of your opinions.
No?
No.
I'm pretty medium about stuff.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So you were lukewarm about it?
Yep.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
I just try and be more objective about things. Yeah. Like, DC Comics is a company that wants money.
Yeah.
Like, we should be happy that he took this long. Like, it's kind of a, like, commendable.
So you're the devil's advocate.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think? Can you defend WTF certified? For those of you who don't know, DC has this thing that they're going to be doing in April where they're going to have gatefold covers that fold out and something crazy happens on the other side of the cover.
Are they going to be polybagged?
No, they're not going to be polybagged.
So
I don't think so.
Well, because like you would need to, if they're polybagged, then you won't find out what the WTF moment is until you like buy it. And then
You could do it. You could do it in the store.
Okay.
I mean, in the store, you could rip open a poly bag, take the comic out.
That's
rip
anarchy.
It in half.
That is
no.
anarchy.
Jesus.
Dude,
stop saying
dude,
that.
How dare you? Those things are like safes, man.
Yeah.
Both to me, when I poly bag in the store, no way.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even open it until I got home for safety.
You're right. It could be hiding a hologram at any point.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's often a trading card. in there.
Often.
Some gum.
Well, rarely gum. What? What was the last comic you got that had gum in it?
I don't know. There was a lot of gum in the last comic I bought.
Alex finds his comics, like, on the ground.
Yeah. Yep. That's... Oh, it wasn't a comic. It was a homeless man.
Oh, and there was gum on
him. You found gum in a homeless man's mouth? You should have let him keep it, my man.
Hey.
They don't have much up. Else.
You know what? Let me buy you a pack of gum. And then lay off the homeless population.
No thanks.
The homeless population.
No thanks.
Okay.
Well, I'm good.
Because I'm constantly giving gum to homeless people.
Yeah. So what the fuck certified?
It's a good service.
Can you defend that? Can you be the positive advocate?
I have kind of not really read that many articles about it because I did an eye roll when I saw that. Just the whole, like, WTF just seems like people who don't know what the kids are saying nowadays heard, like, oh, my son just used the phrase WTF. Let's put that on comic book covers. Hey.
When you first said it, I honestly thought you were talking about Mark Maron's podcast. It's like, that's a weird crossover.
You've heard about this, right?
I hadn't actually heard about it.
Okay, so they have these gatefold covers. One side is like a regular picture. You open it up. Something crazy on the other side. They're all stamped with WTF certified throughout the month.
That's good.
Of April.
Saying something is WTF certified sort of takes the power away from the WTF, I think.
Yeah. Also, well, you don't want to be confused with comics that are just WTF and haven't been certified.
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly. Well, when I walk in a room and something weird is happening, I'm like, what the fuck? I always say, certified, right afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
Just so people know I'm not, like, fucking around when I say what the fuck.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
You know, who are the WTF officials? Like, yeah. Whose job is to certify a WTF moment?
Well, there's the WTF board.
Yeah, exactly. Dan DiDio obviously is. I email Dan DiDio with a lot of things in my life that I'm a little confused about, and he tells me which ones are, like, WTF certified.
That's more of an IDK.
WTF certified. Yeah.
I have no opinion on WTF certified.
I'm waiting to see.
You're saying you're lukewarm on it.
I'm lukewarm.
Well, aren't you guys just the same?
Yeah.
Glasses, sort of similar hair color.
Human beings.
We'll see how it pans out as we go on to some of our later segments where we have opinions on things.
Speaking of later segments where we have opinions on things, Justin, that's a great segue into our first segment, which we like to call the Stack.
Yeah!
Stack certified. First thing we're going to talk about today, this is Pete's pick, Invincible number 100.
Yeah!
This book is what the fuck certified.
Yeah.
Pete, you want to talk about it a little bit?
Yeah. First of all, what a first panel.
First of all, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Am I right?
I mean, this is WTF certified.
Yeah. First page
of
the issue.
Well, it was so great because in 99, I was really hoping the next panel would be that exactly.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's so exciting when I opened it up. And it turned into an elf.
Yeah.
So amazing. And then the second panel is like even better.
Can I give a little bit of context for the panel?
Oh, sure. If you want to
explain what's Invincible number 99. Invincible is fighting this guy named Dinosaurus, who is stronger than he is. Dinosaurus starts squeezing his skull. That's the last page of 99.
Yeah.
First page of issue 100 is Invincible's skull explodes.
Boom, squeezes it. Like
and that's the end of Invincible forever.
Yep.
Oh, good run, though.
Yeah,
good
spoiler.
Run. Great run.
Yeah, good run.
Well, it was great because you really got nervous. I mean, the kind of the title on is Everybody Dies, so you're like, holy shit, did this really just happen? A lot of great reaction shots.
Pete,
and then he lets you off the hook.
You usually get upset when something's advertised and it doesn't turn out as advertised, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Like so all this that, is called like Death all, of Everyone.
Like all those day-old muffins you bought.
Yeah. It's more than a day old. It makes me very angry.
I know.
This is called The Death of Everyone.
Right.
Nobody dies.
Well, it's the arc's not over yet. I mean, it's got
part three of three.
Shit. I guess I have nothing else to say about this comic.
That was such a great... Well, the arc's not over. Oh, shit. I was completely wrong.
Well, in defense, a lot of fucking people did die.
Regular people.
Regular human beings. Who cares?
Yeah.
What? I care.
Yeah. I care, too.
Dude?
I was upset about every single one of those deaths.
Yeah.
Every single one.
800,000 times upset.
Yeah, I did. I posted a ton of comments online about this.
It is crazy that they killed off 800,000 of our favorite characters.
Yep. Well, there's a guy who looks out the window when Invincible flies by.
I love that guy.
Yeah. You know, that guy is LOL certified.
Now he's RIP certified.
Guys? Yeah. Oh.
Wow.
I stopped reading Invincible with number 81, so I got questions.
Yeah,
okay.
What the fuck?
Well, first of all, let's do it.
Is that
why stop at 81?
I guys, I don't want to go into my long breakup with Robert Kirkman.
No, go.
You kind of look like him. Why would you break up with him?
He's also my type because I'm gay. I don't know. It was the 1-2 punch of Walking Dead number 100, which I don't know, spoilers about Walking Dead 100, that like 4-page beatdown scene of a character.
Oh my God, that would rip my heart out.
Yeah,
of
I was like, I don't know if I want this in my life every month. It just makes me sad.
Yeah, yeah.
So I stopped. But wasn't, what's her face? The girl.
Adam Eve.
Wasn't she pregnant in like issue 80? And she just now tells Invincible in this issue?
Or no, she was pregnant and then had a miscarriage, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now it she's pregnant.
So how many times have they not been careful?
A bunch.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean.
You know, the condoms aren't invincible.
Yeah.
Oh! Yeah. 99%. Yeah, I thought that was sort of the last page of this comic. If you haven't read it,
reveal.
Yeah, reveal.
Whoops. That's right.
What with the condom joke?
I was sort of surprised with that too. It
reveal?
Definitely felt sort of like well-trod territory.
Yeah, you don't think characters. Since Death of Everyone, this wasn't the Death of Everyone. You don't think Adam Eve is going to have like 800,000 babies? Do you?
That would.
It's possible. It's
like that would balance it out a little bit.
I would love to see a little baby in the window looking out at Invincible.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
To replace.
I would love that baby.
That'd be a great last page for the series.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And the Invincible's like, thumbs up, and the baby's like, I don't know, I have a baby. I don't know what that means yet.
I will say, Ryan Ottley is a monster.
Yeah.
Like, he.
Art is great.
Literally.
Us. Yeah.
He is a monster,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he is
tiny.
A griffin.
Robert Kirkman. Yeah. Ryan Ottley's a griffin.
His art is phenomenal, and the coloring of this book is great. Like, it's one of the most gorgeous.
I mean, when
books.
I see people get ripped in half and, you know, like, the head squished together, I don't want another artist. You know, he does it so well. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I'm getting tired is a little too strong in this book, but I feel like it's getting repetitive. We've seen Invincible get ripped apart, people punch through, and they're totally fine so many times in this book that it stopped to have meaning.
Wow.
I actually kind of wish
they had a strong opinion.
Yeah. I actually kind of wish they had the death of everyone. I thought where this was going was they're going to kill everyone. Angstrom Levy, the guy who can jump between dimensions and parallel universes, comes back, interacts with an entirely new universe with the same characters who have slightly different experiences. Something like that. I thought that would have been cool.
I like the little cameo of Angstrom and Levy in this book, though. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, he does. Kirkman does that a lot, where he has in Invincible, where there's like a big bad character comes in and he builds it up for like 30 issues. And then he comes in and the guy gets just punched once.
Yeah, and he's like, huh?
I don't know. I don't know about all that, but I do think.
I don't know
that,
about all that, man.
Yeah, and when Pete says that, he means I just don't know about that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm being very literal.
This is a 17 issue arc. We have a lot of issues left to deal with.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. No, but I do like the way Kirkman does play with emotions, and I thought it was very powerful, the fact that he had go back to the guy who like he hated and never wanted to work with again. I thought that was kind of a cool...
That, I think, was my favorite panel, actually, when Invincible, after he kills Dinosaurus, he's sitting there with his hands all bloody on the edge of the deck, just being like a little kid who's like, he's like, oh, I fucked up. And what's his name? The guy that runs the CIA-type place walks out, and he's like, hey, man... Here's an earpiece. You're coming back to work for me. And I thought that was really nice.
Yeah. It's fucking awesome.
Because he got an earpiece.
Yeah. Like, that's a cool piece of technology.
Yeah. Sweet. I wish we had those.
Bluetooth, right?
Yeah. Let's move on with your pick. Batman and Robin Annual, number one.
Yeah.
From DC Comics. You want to talk about this one a bit?
Sure. This was such a sweet story. I got it. Jeez. Paparazzi over here. Such a sweet story. In this... Yeah. Damian sends Bruce on sort of a wild goose chase so he can run around the city, run around Gotham as Batman and fight crime on his own to prove that he's like a grown-up kid. What I loved about
he's
it, which
a grown-up
I...
Kid.
He's a grown-up kid.
They're
like Curly
adults.
Sue.
Huh?
Yeah, it's a lot like Curly Sue.
Curly Sue? Wow.
I like Deep how it took you rep. Two times for you to get what they were saying.
Curly, No, I know what he was saying. Curly Sue is the deepest ref. Do you know what he's talking about?
Yeah, he said it, then you missed it, and then he repeated it.
You're talking?
I just let go.
So anyway, As I was saying, what I loved about this, though, is the wild goose chase that Damien throws Bruce on is so sweet. He sends Bruce to find all these artifacts from...
That was one sweet wild goose chase.
It was! Sweet in the nice way, not the, like, sweet way.
Yeah. I think they're right, though. This does parallel Curly Sue pretty good because, you know, the rich woman gets to ride on the back of the garbage truck and realizes that, you know, hoity-toity life maybe is...
Hold up a second. You didn't know what the arc was on this comic, and you know a major plot point in the movie Curly Sue. From what year was that? No one in the audience knows what we're talking about.
Like 93, maybe?
Something like that. It was 91? A kid's movie.
1991?
Yeah, 91. Yeah.
Oh, seriously?
91.
What's wrong with you? How do you...
He looked it up on his phone, asshole.
I didn't know he
was helping you up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What's wrong with you?
We're not helping you out. Come on.
Anyways, I really think this comic is great two ways, because you get to see Batman step away a little bit and get to have some heartfelt moments. And then it's also to see, you know, Damien out on the town, like, having the time of his life beating the shit out of people. It's really very enjoyable.
Yeah.
I love that he does the voice.
Yeah.
Or like that they change the font for when he talks to be like all like weird and scraggly. And like, like he's just doing like
the Mr. Gordon's like,
this is a great book.
I
feel like Peter Tomasi is very, very underrated.
Yeah, he's so good.
He Batman amazing. And Robin, very consistent. Green Lantern Corps, very consistent. I'm not a huge fan of violence. He puts a lot of violence in his books. And it's sometimes a little over the top, but that's the only thing. Otherwise, his characterization's excellent.
Fuck you.
Good stuff.
Violence is great.
Great.
Violence
is
great.
Well, I'm glad we sort of raced through that.
Books.
Good pull
quote. It's a nice, safe outlet for violence.
Outlet?
Yeah.
So you think if you didn't read comic books, you would, like, murder people?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh,
wow. Wow. So this is, like, a great medication that we got to make sure you stay on for the rest of
your
life.
Never let comics industry go
away. I've been doing it so far, haven't I?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
Well, I'm terrified. Let's move on.
All right, let's talk about my pick from Marvel Comics, Hawkeye, number 7. Now, this book has been fantastic pretty much every single issue. I can't think of an issue that has been bad yet.
Nope.
This issue in particular, one of the best of a fantastic classic run. What happens here, Matt Fraction hurried into production a book about Hawkeye and his partner, Girl Hawkeye.
Bishop.
Yeah, her name is just Hawkeye.
All right, I'm letting people to know.
Doesn't need a qualifier.
Men and women are equal in this world.
Okay, so. I'm just saying. For people listening at home, there's two Hawkeyes.
Yep.
One is...
And they have a hilarious moment in the last
Panel. Right. One is the Hawkeye we know from the movies, and the other is a other perfectly valid Hawkeye.
Okay, great. As long as we're clear on that.
Cool.
Just because she's not in a movie yet doesn't mean you can't respect her.
Yeah. Why can't you respect girls?
Women, Pete. Damn it. Women.
Fuck that bit up.
Human beings.
I'm really sorry, guys.
Or did you mean to respect girls, the TV show? Because I don't think any of us are doing that right now.
Yeah. Do you guys want to talk about that?
Definitely.
I'm only like three
can
episodes
we get more
in.
More sidetracked?
So no,
is that possible?
Could we even get more sidetracked?
No, but I think what Selvin's trying to say is correct. I think this is an amazing book. And what's nice about this issue is Fraction is actually donating all proceeds to Hurricane Sandy relief.
Yeah, he's donating all of his royalties to help Hurricane Sandy relief. This book is about the two different Hawkeyes dealing with different aspects of a big storm that is very much like Sandy. One of them in Brooklyn, the other one in New Jersey. Yeah. And it's pretty much a perfect comic book. I mean, it has action-y bits in it. It has really great emotional bits. It has funny bits. And also, Matt Fraction, the structure that he puts into issues of Hawkeye is stunning.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. God. Here, the first story involving Clint Barton takes place in the middle of the second story about Kate Bishop.
Yeah.
And you don't even really realize that until halfway through or towards the end of the second story.
Or not at all.
It's incredible.
Or in the case of Pete, not at all.
Didn't even fucking occur to me.
So it's pretty fantastic. But the art in this book also.
I would like to say that, like, rarely when you have two different artists on a book, I wouldn't say rarely, but sometimes it really confuses you. Yeah, pulls you out of the story and you're like, what the fuck? But this, it works so...
Certified. WTM.
Yeah.
It really
works so seamlessly and helps makes the story even better. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
This is number 6, the issue before this, is the 10th best comic I've ever read in my life because I have a spreadsheet.
Wow.
I'd like to see that spreadsheet.
It's on my laptop right over there.
And I would love to judge it as well.
It's kind of embarrassing because it's all Chris Claremont X-Men.
Perfect.
I was going to say, like, if states, if there were, like, official state comics, like, wouldn't this be New Jersey's state comic? I've never seen a comic that is so, like, Kate Bishop, I guess, is from New Jersey. That's what this leads me to believe. But, like, there's a panel of her just being like, Jersey rules!
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, it's great. Yeah. It's great. I'm glad to see Jersey not get shit on for, like, once. I have no personal ties to Jersey except I've gone to the beach there. Well, probably not anymore.
That's a pretty personal
thanks
tie.
Thanks for sharing. Yeah, that's really
guys,
nice.
Thanks. We all got
thanks
really close just then.
But if we could all share a beach moment as well over the course of the show, I think
that'd
be great.
Sure. Beach moment. But we had that beach moment together.
It's true. That was a crazy.
When you guys were on different sides of the beach and then you slow motion ran to each other's arms?
Yeah. Different sides of the beach.
It took a very long time.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. Beaches are very long and rarely referred to as having sides. Meet me on the right side of the beach. I'll be the guy in the bathing suit.
Great. I'll see you in South America.
Cool. Not to be a buzzkill, but this was one of my...
Boo. Boo, dick.
Not to be a buzzkill, but this was my 11th favorite comic book.
Yeah. This was not one of my favorites of the Hawkeye run.
What the?
I thought the...
Glad I wasn't drinking
I'm sorry.
There. I would do a spit take.
Do you think Hurricane Sandy victims are a piece of shit?
Yeah, exactly. You don't think they deserve money, you fucking asshole?
Yeah, big state. Justin,
my people lost their homes.
My big complaint is all the charity that came out of this guy. Sorry, as I prove now and again, I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
So I hate the charity work. No, I just thought that the... I wanted more of Clint, and I wanted more of Kate over the course of the story. I thought, okay.
Comics are 20 pages, man.
Yeah.
They're 20 pages.
You wanted more of Clint and Kate than the every single page they were on?
Well, no. The front story seemed a little bit, to me, seemed a little disjointed, and it was like
what
Hawkeye was just sort
are
of...
What the fuck saying out loud?
I'm just listen for a moment, and you'll know. Clint was sort of just standing around by these guys, and I wanted it to be a little more.
Well,
sort
but
of
I love those guys.
Wanted,
okay.
Those guys were so. I love
it's
those guys.
That yeah, even a superhero doesn't know what to do in a natural disaster.
I want to hold my mic away from your voice, but you're screaming into yours.
Sorry.
Like I don't know. Like Grylls is now maybe one of my favorite characters in the Marvel Universe out of nowhere.
Yeah, which like, is just what? He's a regular guy who hangs out with Hawkeye, and they're trying to get his dad out of his house, so they can't do it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah,
would you have liked if Hawkeye shot them with arrows?
No. It's not a.
Or tried to shoot the wave. Tried to shoot the hurricane.
He's an archer. He's an archer. He needs to always be shooting arrows.
Right.
He could have like a giant, like a putty arrow that shoots and then like puts up like a giant like wall, like a like made of like putty or something, like trick arrows, right?
Absolutely,
that's a great idea. Yeah,
Matt Fraction.
Have some
remember that issue was trying to
Matt
work
Fraction.
Yeah. Maybe there was a putty one.
Yeah. Matt Fraction's a bad writer. He would have.
That's not what I'm saying. Wow. I'm trying to offer some legitimate criticism.
That
of this
was
book.
Not legitimate.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
What was your criticism of these earlier books?
I can't count was the Invincible one.
Yeah, so, anyway, it just wasn't my favorite of the run.
And the covers. The covers
the
are
cover's
amazing.
Great.
Say something bad about the covers, Dick.
No, I don't. I'm just saying.
How can you say the cover's great? There's no Hawkeyes on the cover.
Yeah, there's no arrows.
He likes... little hurricane symbols, because he loves hurricanes.
Right.
Alex, I miss when you were just like this lukewarm guy. Just sort of just chill out and relax a little
That's
bit.
It for the stack. Yeah. Guys, we're going to move on to our next section, which is, thank you, which is my favorite section because you guys make it up. It's your audience questions. And for that, we're going to go over to Booth Man.
Booth Man.
What's up, guys?
Yo, yo.
Sweet. Hey, bring it down a notch.
It got real crazy up there for a second.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, let's bring the energy down.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, let's chill out and get lukewarm. It's a lukewarm show. It's a Curly Sue
let's
show.
Let's get lukewarm.
This is our semi-annual Curly Sue show.
It's like a camel.
All proceeds will go to the actor, child actor that played Curly Sue.
Wait, quick, find
Justin
out who she
Tyler.
Was.
Yeah.
Jessica.
No, please don't.
Jessica cool. Alba.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be definitely, crazy?
Yeah. That would be crazy.
That's untrue.
Let's get her on the show.
Yeah. Maybe maybe she's one of those teen prostitutes from Orphan.
What?
Is
what did you do? Fucking asshole.
You know, if we charted...
Kenny Pryde is his favorite
if we charted how many times, how many times in the show you bring up, like, underage sex, we would have a strange little chart.
Yeah.
Why?
Especially for someone has a daughter.
So even if all the entries are zero,
I just
want to
mention, I bring it up, but you guys spend time making a chart of it.
Yeah.
Only for statistical purposes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And let's be honest, there's no underage sex happening on the chart. It's just a means of tracking your weirdness.
What's our questions?
I don't know if I want to be a part of this show anymore.
Oh, man, we finally broke Boothman.
That's not a question.
Do I want to be a part of the show anymore?
Yes.
Right.
So, what other Batman villain would you like Scott Snyder to showcase the way he has the Joker?
Ooh, nice.
I would love to see if he can figure out something to do with Clayface, because I've never been that crazy about Clayface. I feel like he's worked on Batman the Animated Series a little bit. But he worked great on that. Not so much of the comics. He's sort of just been like a big, strong guy made out of clay, and that's pretty much it.
Those episodes from the Animated Series are two of my favorites, with the actor that becomes Clayface and all that. Clayface is my first answer as well, but I was thinking Puppeteer and...
Scarface?
Oh, yeah.
Would you want it to be the Lady Scarface or the first guy Scarface?
No, the original Scarface.
Wait, is she actually called Lady Scarface?
Yeah, because you don't like women, that's
why. Is she actually Lady Scarface? Because it's not Lady Hawkeye, but is she
Lady
Scarface?
No, I said
Scarface?
The Lady Scarface. I think she was also called Scarface.
Yeah, okay,
she was
cool, same. Cool. Same name.
I thought the part where they were focusing on the Riddler that Snyder was writing was really amazing. The more of that.
Well, you're going to get that.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, the next arc
is great news.
The next arc is Riddler?
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
That's cool.
I think he should dip his toe into something from like the 60s Batman TV series. Egghead. Or who were the other ones? Who did...
Egghead, the Pharaoh?
Yeah, the Pharaoh.
That was terrible.
Yeah, he should do that. He should make one of them canon.
Oh, I think...
one of them into a cannon?
Yeah.
No, I think he should bring Aunt Harriet back into the series, if possible, because I think she's a really underused character. Batman, if you don't know, it's Bruce in the Adam West TV show. Bruce Wayne lived his weird aunt, who... And the reason they added her for the show is because they thought that having Batman and Robin hang out without a woman was too homoerotic. So they added like a weird Queenie aunt who was just like, oh, I don't know, and all this. It was insane. It's an insane choice.
Was it David Cross doing the Miss Doubtfire character?
Yeah, exactly.
Feather bottom?
Wow. Cool. Raise your hand if you ask that. You're going to get some free comics. Let's get the next question.
With Hawkeye being so good.
Yeah.
What other Avenger do you think a life in the day in the life type of series would work for?
Black Widow.
Whoa, so quick.
I agree.
Black Widow, man.
Black Widow.
Did you have a spreadsheet of that already?
Yeah. Guys, nice. Drop the mic, Black Widow.
It just says Black Widow on the spreadsheet.
How would you have a day in the life?
A day in her life would be insane.
Yeah.
Right? Like, she's probably one of the only characters, like, every day in her life could be totally different. Because she's such a chameleon. She can do any type of mission. Like, oh, that'd be so cool.
Yeah,
I agree with you. Black Widow in space. Black Widow in an alley? Why would I go there?
Yeah, that was weird.
It's a weird choice.
Yeah, it's a weird choice. I was with you until
Black
you said that.
I was going to say, like, street level. And alleys are on the street.
Yeah. Searching for food. Who knows?
Trying to
get some banana peels. Yeah. Eating them.
Reading some gum comics.
Yeah, taking gum out of a homeless man's mouth. I agree with you, Black Widow.
Eating cans.
Because I would like to see her try to be normal. If you've been reading the Winter Soldier stuff, where she's been like programmed and deprogrammed so many times, to see her just go about a normal day and have something come up, I think that is...
I want a Black Widow series where it is not about her past or her being brainwashed.
Yeah, just her doing regular things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Winter shopping. Soldier was amazing, though, just to put that out there.
Yeah, no, that book's been great.
Thank you for putting that out there. Yeah.
All right, cool. It needed to be put out there.
Yeah. What about you guys? Avengers, you'd like to see a little slice of life?
Was the question that had to be Avengers?
Yes.
Fuck. Yeah.
Why? What's wrong?
Who are you going to say?
No, what's the matter?
No, it's okay. I'll stick
Man, I'd love to see what Wolverine does.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Right?
Remember that?
Because you don't get enough Wolverine.
Yeah, I don't know enough about Jason Aaron.
There was a great Jason Aaron story, which was a week in the life of Wolverine.
Just like every single day.
Yeah.
Avengers on Monday, X-Men on Tuesday, Ninjas on Thursday.
Who would work for that? I don't think Iron Man would work for that because we kind of get that anyway, and his days are supposed to be ridiculous.
Same with Captain America.
Vision.
Day in the life of Vision?
Yeah.
He has to spend a lot of time just plugged in.
Jarvis?
So sort of
yeah, Jarvis would be cool.
Oh, that would be good.
No, Jarvis.
Come on, Downton Abbey of the Avengers.
Yeah!
Upstairs, downstairs.
Who else is downstairs besides Jarvis?
What is going on with Jarvis? I haven't seen Jarvis. Yeah, where's Jarvis?
Jonathan Hickman,
he was recently in the Avengers Tower talking to Iron Man. I don't know what book it was. But
wasn't that years ago?
He's making a beeline to Boston for Aunt May, probably, right?
Probably.
No, I think
he's got to win her back.
Yeah.
I think he's been in one of the new Hickman books. Just a quick, two-panel thing of him. I don't remember where I've seen it, but he is around. All I don't right. think he's...
Okay.
Woo!
Yeah.
Crisis averted.
Yeah. Jarvis is a great answer. Let's raise our heads.
You don't have an answer?
I'm going to say the Hulk.
The Hulk?
Yeah.
The Hulk?
Why? What would be different about it?
I don't know. I just, it'd be fun.
Okay, cool.
You would just like to read a Hulk comic as well.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Some. Raise your hand if you asked that. Did you get some free comics? Let's get the next question.
What's the first time you cried reading a comic as an adult, and don't pretend you haven't?
Oh, man.
I can tell. I mean, I don't know if it's the first, but it's always the one that comes to mind. Was it the Sinestro Corps
War?
One shot? Or yeah. Annual? Maybe it was an annual.
Oh, the one with Kyle Rayner.
The one with Kyle Rayner. Man, that book was so good. Got me. Great book. It's from, 4 years ago now?
Can you explain why?
Kyle, it's just all about Kyle. He's one of my favorite Green Lanterns. There's this great annual from years ago when Kyle was the main Green Lantern where he goes into this painting and he lives his whole other life. It reminds me of the Star Trek Next Generation episode where Picard, you know what I'm talking about, where Picard has the little penny whistle or whatever. Anyway, so Kyle, it's just Kyle's life and how he becomes taken over by the Sinestro power, the yellow light, because of the death of his mother. And it's just amazing. I don't want to talk too much about it because I don't want to.
Pete, what about you?
Because you're going to cry?
Yeah, I'll cry right here. Do you want to see that?
Yes, 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 okay. Yes.
I'm an actor, so I can cry on command.
Keep going.
Alex Robinson's Too Cool to Be Forgotten.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Was the one that just fucking...
Comic. The first time you cried at a comic was 3 years ago?
Yes, asshole.
All right, sorry.
Well, let's talk about...
It's more 5 years, I think.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right.
No. How long have we been doing
then
this?
Then it's all right. No, Superman for All Seasons, I think, is the first one that comes to mind. I'm sure there was stuff as a kid, but...
Oh, right. Oh, the Image swimsuit issue also made me cry.
Yeah. Because it was so...
Happy tears?
Yeah. I was just crying pure pubescent testosterone.
I cry all the time.
Are you okay?
Really?
Yeah, all the time.
Do you need to talk to someone?
Yeah.
I probably do.
Is it the
beard? Why do I cry at comics so much? Astonishing X-Men number 2. For not even it was so sad, but just I get really attached to the characters. And that's the issue where Emma Frost is like, hey, Kitty Pryde, I'm calling you on your shit. What's your problem? And she turns and looks like the first day I met the X-Men, they were kidnapped and tortured by you. When I think about evil, yours is the face I see. I don't have to look at you. I can smell you. And that just hit me so hard. It's Joss Whedon remembers.
Because you were wondering what the White Queen would smell like.
Yeah, I was like, oh, flowers. No, it was like Joss Whedon
remembers. Flowers my ass.
No. I bet she stinks.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of flesh on flesh. Yes.
Yeah.
It's like Joss Whedon remembers that these characters not only have memories like people do, and he remembered that Kitty Pryde and Emma Frost first appeared in the same issue.
Yeah.
Kitty Pryde was a 14-year-old girl, and here's this crazy dominatrix lady kidnapping all her friends. I don't know. It just really struck me.
Wow. Cool.
Rachel, you're a sensitive dude.
I am, guys.
Yeah. We're going to get some free comics. Let's get the next question.
Actually, this question's from me, if that's okay.
Oh, sure. Shit.
All right, angling for some free comics.
No. Yeah. So there's tons of comic book movies coming out. That's a big thing. It's becoming its own genre, and that's real cool. But if you had an unlimited amount of money, and HBO was all right, pick a comic book series you want to be a show, what would it be?
Did you say limited amount of money or unlimited?
Unlimited.
$3.
Make it work.
HBO is we want to make a series, but we don't want to spend money on it.
Classic development process.
Yeah, I do Game of Thrones instead of Thrones to save a little bit of money.
Yeah, definitely. The throne budget on that show is crazy.
Too many thrones. Maybe Girl instead of Girls. They could probably cheapen things down that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's the most expensive part of the show.
Yeah.
And a shot with a webcam.
Dream on. Cheap show. Just about dreams.
Again, we're talking about things in the wrong decade. No one knows what Dream On is.
Yeah, it's a fucking great
show.
Maybe
they had an R-list with one S.
Well, those were dollar signs.
It's less money. Dollar signs.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I don't remember the last time I heard an R-list ref, or if I have ever heard an R-list.
Stick around the show.
Deep.
I'll show you, Booth Bat.
Yeah.
Pete.
I'm thinking. Give me some time here.
You got it?
Yeah, what is Planetary.
Oh.
Planetary.
Interesting.
Boom.
Yeah.
That show needs an unlimited budget.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, or it was unlimited, right?
I was talking with somebody about a planetary TV show the other day. I don't remember who, but I feel like I don't know if that would work without a little bit of rejiggering because it's a lot of them going and just sort of seeing things and being like, that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like to make it work as a TV series, you'd unfortunately have to add some sort of mystery element. Yeah. You'd have to bring in the four. Yeah.
It's all there, but Warren Ellis just takes a year to get to it.
Right.
Just like move all that stuff up to the first.
Yeah.
And have Yakita punch things more often.
Yeah, there you go.
Or Chiquita. Yurkita.
It's Nishweza.
Nishweza. Okay.
What about you?
I have my answer.
Starman, obviously. One of my favorite
comics. Aren't you worried a little bit about... You know, and that's your holy grail. You put that on the big screen and fuck it up. People are going to hate you.
Fuck it up.
Right. You know, as long as you choose the right grail and drink out of it pretty sweetly, you're fine.
All
right. You know, you choose the wrong grail.
Touché.
You're fucked.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Unlimited budget?
Yeah.
Blankets.
Wow. Cool.
Then I could pocket a lot of that money.
You're going to, yeah, you can. Oh, I see.
Wow.
You want a
classic Zelda.
Yeah. Yo, religious commentary is expensive.
Yeah.
So you're going to blow all that money.
Hire a bunch of dudes, get a bunch of snow, you're done.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to keep snow.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep snow.
That's the most.
Because you're going to have to shoot in California. You're going to blow your budget on snowmaking.
We have to shoot in Mexico.
Yeah, exactly.
We import the snow.
Yeah.
Fresh imported snow. That's good snow. I know a guy who imports snow. I gotta
support somebody it. At some point, if they really do have a limited budget, they should do like a Christmas movie set at wintertime, except instead of snow, it's all cocaine.
Jeez. There's a lot of crazy things in what you just said.
What is happening?
Man, the actors on that set would fucking go nuts.
Yep.
Well, especially if they don't tell them it's cocaine.
Yeah, you know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
I love the snow. I love it.
Whenever I'm on set, I always snort a little snow just to see. Because I don't know. Just to see. Because I don't know. You never know
check.
If you have one of those producers that just has an unlimited budget. You know? Like the guy you're talking about with his cocaine dream. And I love you. Did you say a Christmas movie also?
That's even more messed up.
It's very strange. What are we getting for Christmas? I don't know. Let's go check out. Let's go outside and play again.
Let's
load
some toys.
Cool.
I'm gonna say.
Do you have any other questions? Oh yeah.
I'm gonna say concrete.
Yes. He's 100% right.
Stop laughing right now. He's so right.
We just have a huge, like, loud, crazy thing, and Pete takes it down. He's like, I just want to say this really heartfelt, but concrete. Good night, guys.
Cool. Go all right. Yeah. That's it for your audience questions. Thank you, Booth Man. Very quickly, let's go to our next section, which we like to call The Week in Geek.
Yep.
Yeah, in The Week in Geek, we're going to talk about some geek culture topics, things happening elsewhere in the world of geek. First thing, don't know if you heard this, is some late breaking news today.
Yeah, just broke.
Chris Pratt from Parks and Recreation will be playing Star-Lord in the Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
Yeah, which is the lead, as you
Yeah, which
may
is the lead
know.
In the movie. So what do you guys think of that?
Perfect
think
that... casting.
Yeah?
Drop the mic again.
Which one's Chris Pratt?
He's Andy Dwyer.
He's funny
the blonde
guy.
Hair, who's the main character on the show?
He's the one who breaks both his legs.
Yeah,
season one.
I haven't seen that show.
I just started reading. I'm like on issue 20 of Guardians of the Galaxy, and I have to say, like, Peter Quill is one of the funniest characters in the Marvel Universe. Like, Abnett Lanning just made him so, like, dry and witty and stuff. Like, Chris Pratt.
Abnett Lanning,
casting a comedian.
Amazing.
Perfect. Great.
Chris Pratt has, like, the best career ever. He's on Parks and Rec. He kills it on that show.
Yeah.
He was just in Zero Dark Thirty. He's so charming and funny.
Wow. Are you in love with him?
I saw an episode he did of Top Chef, and he's so funny in that.
He did an episode of Top Chef?
Because he's
married to Anna Faris.
Yeah, and they hosted a party, and he has the funniest line of the whole thing. It's too long to explain, but it's a funny line. Yeah. Watch Top Chef, you guys.
I think that's a great choice. I'm excited about that. Yeah. I'm more excited than the other guys that they were talking about. They were talking about, like, Zachary Levi, who's playing Fandral, I guess, now in Thor 2, and a couple of other guys.
Which
but I feel
famous
like these
raccoon
are off
are
the
they
beaten
getting?
Path. What?
What famous raccoon are they getting to play?
The one from Shirt Tales.
Oh, great choice.
Yo, beat that ref.
Yeah.
That's a fucking
next
deep one.
Bit of news. It was officially announced or semi-officially announced that there may be some Star Wars standalone movies coming out. Justin, you want to talk about this a bit?
Sure. They said they there's a media Disney guy was one of the executives was in an
Mickey
interview.
Mouse.
Yep, Mickey Mouse. I know it wasn't Goofy because that guy does not give a good soundbite. Yep.
I think it specifically said there will be standalone Star Wars movies. Garsh.
Yeah. Garsh. That's. I hope they have an unlimited budget.
They're gonna go to the cocaine planet.
Yeah. I'm gonna have a hard time skiing on this trip I'm about to go on because I'm clumsy. Every Goofy cartoon.
True.
Sorry to really go after Goofy.
Yeah, what the fuck?
That was rough.
That's my childhood.
I always remember there was one Disney short where it was Mickey, Donald, and Goofy, and they were in a motorhome. Uh-huh. Anyone remember this?
Yes.
Oh, the corn.
Oh my God.
The corn pops. It's crazy. They're thinking out of the box. Star
and
Wars
that's
standalone
your Star Wars
movies.
News.
Yeah. So this Disney exec was saying, we had a great quarter, blah, blah, blah. We have two writers attached to do these new Star Wars standalone movies. Rumors going around maybe one of them is a Yoda movie, which sounds insane.
Wait, sorry. Is Yoda one of the writers?
Well, we're waiting to see. It's going to be hard because you're going to have to like reorganize the words after he finishes
right.
his draft.
Or keep them because it's gold.
It's hard. It would be hard to watch a romantic comedy in Yoda speak.
Or the greatest.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Used to hate you, now I yeah. love you, I do.
Yeah. Love Actually. Oh, that one's right.
Next little bit of news. Marvel announced today that on Free Comic Book Day, they're going to be launching or leading into something called Infinity, which is going to be Thanos versus everybody.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's like his origin, I believe, is what Infinity is.
Thanos Rising
oh.
is Thanos' origin.
Oh, right. That's starting now. That's
which
Jason
is, Aaron. Sorry.
Yeah, which yeah. is written by Jason Aaron, drawn by Simone Bianchi. Infinity is, in the present day, Thanos. As far as I can tell from the cover, it's Thanos shoving his face through a mirror, nose first.
For six issues.
Yeah, for six issues.
Well,
what do you
of
think about this news, Brett?
Is it Infinity Gauntlet? Because so far the description you gave is just Infinity Gauntlet, like Thanos versus the Marvel
right.
Universe. I'm on board. It's Jim Cheung's doing the art.
Yep.
I'm on board with that.
Yeah.
Hickman's
yep.
great.
I is reread by the... Jonathan Hickman?
Huh?
It's Hickman,
Jonathan Hickman
yeah.
writing?
I'm on board. I'll yeah. read it.
I reread the Infinity Gauntlet recently. Man, that is still amazing.
I read it's it for good. The first time recently,
oh,
which
wow.
is crazy.
Where were you on
I
that one?
Was a diehard X-Men person for like 10 years, so that's where I was. Yeah, it was great. It I guess it holds up because I like it now, and I'm 28. So.
I think that's great. I mean, obviously, Thanos, with him being in the movie,
right.
He's going to be a major force. But I love, and there's some Infinity Gems in the Avengers right now as well. So.
Well, aren't they missing a couple? Weren't they like, who? Where did
Professor
X's
go? Find two of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, ooh, like Professor X's? Is that who's gone?
Yeah,
he's
Professor
dead.
X's and somebody else's. Doctor Strange.
Oh, right.
Nice. Yep.
Oh, no, Doctor Strange just really stashed his. It's really funny. In the book, he's like, oh, mine's really hard to find. Like, it's in a couple different magic
was
worlds.
Was this a joke I heard, or did one of them keep it in, like, their nightstand? Like didn't someone just, like, keep it in a drawer or something? I can't remember if that was, a joke I heard on Twitter or, like, an actual thing from New Avengers 2. Like, someone's like,
same thing,
basically.
Hickman just lets he just puts tweets into the book.
That's why last issue, all Black Both was saying was hashtag Justin Bieber.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I love the
Justin Bieber in the house tonight.
Simpsons rep.
Yep.
That's it for the Wiki Geek. Guys, we're going to move on with our next section, which is trivia. And for that, we're going to turn it over to Peter LePage.
Hey, guys. This is the part we give back to you, the lovely audience. Thank you so much for showing up. It's an opportunity to win $25 free in the form of a gift card to Midtown Comics. Who would like $25 free? Some of you, yes, first hand up guy, come on up. Sir, what is your name?
I'm known as Rich.
Rich, audience, Rich.
No. Audience.
He's only known as Rich, so it could mean anything.
I don't actually have a last name. It was an unfortunate oversight.
It's okay. Jeez. It happens to some people. So here's your gift card that you may win. No, you'll win it. All right, so how this is working is I'm going to read you a question. You listen to all three possible answers. You get all three questions right, $25 yours.
Whoa.
All right?
So three questions, three answers. So I have to choose out of nine total possible answers.
Oh, holy shit, you just blew my
fucking
mind.
You are way overthinking this already.
Yeah. Dumb it down a little bit.
Okay.
Now you're working on my level. Okay, great.
Answer question, yes.
Okay. Here we go. Today's trivia is on This Week in Comics. So okay. Hopefully you read up on all your comics. Thank you, Boothman.
Absolutely. I have all 4,000 comics.
Wow. It seems a little too much. Okay. Here we go. Question number one. In Punisher Warzone number 4, Captain America has a conversation with who at a bar? Is it A, Wolverine, B, Thor, or C, Sting? So it's either A, Wolverine, which probably makes sense because it's a bar, or it's B, Thor. Don't pick B.
Okay. Do I need to call the audience?
No, dude, come on. I pretty all much right, gave right, it right. to you.
I'll go with A.
A is correct. Yeah. Woo. Okay. Question number two, Hawkeye number 7, which was amazing. We already went over that. Unbelievable, flawless comic. There's nothing you can say about it.
No one had any dissenting
opinion Nope. Two different artists. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Is there a question there?
I'm not sure.
Yes, it was unbelievable.
Yes. All right, cool.
We're losing focus here, Pete.
Okay, so the story focuses on Hawkeye because there's two stories. And who else? Is it A, Black Widow, B, Kate, or C, Bruno Mars? So it's either A, which...
Bruno Mars, but
that wouldn't work in comic book world. Or it's B, Kate, which is the other black... Or the other...
I'm going to say it focuses on Hawkeye.
Hawkeye, yeah.
Hawkeye or Kate.
Yeah, there you go. Nice. Correct.
We all call her Hawkeye. Yeah. Or I don't know what you were talking about, Kate.
Because I said Black Widow before. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I've been drinking. I haven't eaten. All right. And Hackslash number 23, which is sadly wrapping up soon. And in this amazing issue, Cassie and Vlad have to stop what? Is it A, 2 soda trucks, B, 2 gas trucks, or C, 2 live crew? So it's either A, which is the correct answer, or it's B.
You can't stop 2 live crew.
You can't stop. I won't stop.
I think I'll have to go with A then.
A is correct, sir. $25 free dollars. Congratulations to you, sir.
Unbelievable.
What?
Black Hawkeye, huh?
Black Hawkeye.
You know, what?
Oh, man. Way to make it weird, Dick.
That's a major spoiler. Yeah. Way to find a new way to make it weird, Alex.
Yeah, that was all on me. Guys, as we all know, tomorrow is New Comic Book Day. We recommend you go to Midtown Comics because they've been nice enough to sponsor the show.
And also a great shop to buy things at.
There you go.
What are you looking forward to?
All new X-Men number 7.
Yeah, nice.
That series has been fantastic.
I know, very and good. I didn't think when it was, I heard yeah. like, oh, it's the you know, X-Men coming back in time. I'm like, fuck that, but it's really amazing.
Yeah. This, and you're like, fuck that.
Yeah.
This writer seems to have some great comic experience.
Yes, Justin. What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to Green Arrow number 17, the first issue of Jeff Lemire's run, who we all love from Sweet Tooth. And other things. Yeah. And he's lived a full life so far. So let's see where he goes next. Yeah. No, he's still alive. Alex,
by the way, do we have a Stan Lee check? Is he still
alive? Alex, why do you want everyone to die, Alex?
Why would you do that?
I'm really looking forward to Dia de los Muertos is coming out tomorrow from Image Comics. I actually read in advance of this, and it is fantastic. It's a series of short stories set on the Day of the Dead. And it's supernatural. There's kind of some romantic ones. There's some scary ones. Most of them are drawn by Riley Rosmo, who seems to be drawing 90% of the books coming out of Image right now.
Yeah.
But is fantastic. It's a great book, and do not miss it.
Cool.
Awesome. Cool. Brett, what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to Fearless Defenders number 1 from Marvel.
Yeah.
I am super excited about all the lady teams we're finally getting.
Yeah,
lady teams.
We just call them teams, Brett.
Teams, I know. Sorry. I love Misty Knight. I love Danny Moonstar. I'm going to love Valkyrie. I'm super excited for it.
All right. Awesome. There we go. Couple of things before we go. Pete, anything you want to plug?
Yes, friend us on Facebook so you get to know about all the amazing guests we have on the show. Also, check out the Big City Dare to Draw.
Follow us on Twitter at Comic Book Live.
Yep, you can check us out at comicbookclublive.com or nerdist.com for the podcast and more. Also, if you are interested in checking out the second half of this big crossover event, Brett, where should they head off?
You should go to mattandbrettlovecomics.com. You can also search for Matt and Brett Love Comics in iTunes. The episodes will be up there.
There you go.
We're going to continue drinking and record that podcast.
And yeah. find out if Stan Lee dies.
Yeah. Actually, you want to do a little plug on what we're going to talk about?
Yeah, we're going to be talking about the Mutant Genesis relaunch of X-Men from 1991, which includes X-Men awesome. Number 1 on Kenny X-Men 281, X-Factor 71, and X-Force number 1.
Hell, motherfucking yeah!
So
yeah.
It's insane.
It's going to be intense. Yeah. It's going to be what the fuck certified.
Yeah.
It's going to be lukewarm.
Yeah, we want to... We want to thank our interns, Iman Bell, Brandon Dannenhofer, Tamar Dar, Craig Fletcher, David McKay, Patriciana Tenicella, Riley Trahan, who have been doing an amazing job
Great
lately.
Job.
And if you guys are listening, really, you're awesome. They've been taking care of so much stuff for us.
It's
and
amazing.
Taking it out of the park. A couple of people we want to thank as well. We want to thank Brett for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Boothman.
Most of all, we want to thank you guys for here every Tuesday at 7 p.m. in Fontana's. Totally free. Please tell your friends. Good night.
Thank you guys.
Thanks, everybody. Good night.